This is Polyamory Weekly, episode 76 for September 13th, 2006. Coming up on today's show, anarchism and free love, on again, off again, and Warren Buffett's poly? All coming up on today's show.
This is Polyamory Weekly, tales from the front of responsible non-monogamy from a pansexual, kink-friendly point of view. A warning for our under 18 listeners. This is an adult-oriented podcast about really lascivious things like communication and honesty in relationships. If you're under 18 and looking for upfront advice and answers to questions about sex, please visit scarletteen.com.
And I am, as always, your host, Minx, a very tired Minx this week. So just a little update for listeners of Polyamory Weekly. Yes, episode 75 I took down. It turns out there was a mistake in it, and so I took it down and haven't had a chance to listen to it and edit out the mistake, which will frankly probably take a very long time for me to do because it's an entire episode I have to listen to again. But it will go back up as soon as I have a chance to edit out the mistake that I made. And you might notice today's episode is coming to a bit late. That's because I had work in-house with a client all this week, which means no sneaking off to cheat and read Gmail or to organize show notes or, in fact, do anything but collapse into bed by 10 o'clock at night. So that's why we're a little late this week and why we're a little late going up. But I'm very happy to say that hopefully by the time most of you guys will be hearing this, the Poly Weekly Cafe Press store will be up and running, complete with all kinds of booby sexual goodness. Yeah, that's right. Got some booby sexual t-shirts and mugs and some buttons, which I ordered. And I ordered a bunch of them for myself to hand out at Folsom Street Inn at Podcast Expo. But as soon as I finish editing the store, which will be at cafepress.com/polyweekly, should be in the next few days. So by the time you hear this, go out, check out the store, and see if you feel like ordering anything and supporting Poly Weekly. And speaking of supporting Poly Weekly, just a gentle nudge. It's been quite a few months since there have been any donations through the PayPal account, which is available on the Poly Weekly's Libsyn page at www.polyweekly.com. And there's a donate button there. So if you have a little extra to spare, if you enjoy Poly Weekly, if you want to throw 5, 10, 20, 30 bucks, whatever, to help cover the bandwidth costs, that would be really great. And the Minx would definitely appreciate that this month. But enough about that. We've got some really cool announcements for Poly folk. Anita Wagner posted to the Loving More list about the Building Bridges Conference, October 13th through 15th in Seattle. And it sounds absolutely wonderful. Gaia Consort is going to be playing. And just some of the many seminars there. Conference programs are pointers for kinky parents, neo-pagan acceptance of sex and gender-based subcultures, psychology of BDSM, sex courtesan style. Ooh, that sounds like fun. Making peace with jealousy. And all kinds of great taking no for an answer. All kinds of really interesting sounding seminars. So if you want to find out more about that, check out www.lovethatworks.org/promo1. And that takes us to listener mail. And the first email today was about the iTunes issue, saying, just an FYI, Violet Blue talked to Apple about the whole iTunes directory thing. First, to allay any of your fears, people already subscribed to any podcast will stay subscribed to your podcast. We have to say that only allays a few of my fears because, well, there's a good one-third of the audience that downloads each episode and doesn't subscribe to the podcast. And it also would make it really difficult to get more listeners, which, you know, while I'm not a complete numbers whore, and while I'm not completely obsessed with my stats, it does make me very happy to see the numbers go up and know that more people are hearing about polyamory. Now, as far as Apple removing people from the directory, well, I kind of understand where Apple is coming from. Sex is Fun has been putting close-ups of male and female genitalia in their video feeds. Violet Blue has been putting stills from adult movies on her feed. I personally think this is great, but Apple has no age verification built into iTunes, which could lead to some legal issues, which they don't need more of for Apple. Yeah, Apple's too busy suing bloggers. Apple has worked really hard to make it possible for other podcasts to be pulled down by iTunes, even if they aren't listed in the iTunes Music Store. And Salacious Geek also had something to say about this as well.
Hey, Minx. Salacious Geek. Just listening to this week's podcast, and I just wanted to mention there is a way to manually subscribe to an RSS feed in iTunes. So even if your show, your favorite show, does get yanked from iTunes, you can always still resubscribe. You don't need another RSS feed catcher, but I just wanted to mention that. And as far as Sex is Fun, they did get another feed up, and they're in the directory again. So I guess we'll just see if iTunes yanks them again. All right, Minx. Talk to you later. Bye.
So that's that. No more panicking about that. But it's true. I had forgotten, too, that iTunes, you can always go under the advanced option and click subscribe to podcast, and then you just put in the feed URL, and boom, you subscribe to podcast. But that's a little difficult for, you know, it's so much easier to do the iTunes one click. Anyway, I'm just very happy that we're still in the iTunes directory. Yay, nothing's been pulled yet, so that's all good news. Next up, Julie wrote in about anarchism and free love. And she wrote in about a conference in England about anarchism and sexuality. And I will provide a link to that in the show notes. It's anarchist-studies.org.uk/conference. And she says, anarchism has been around for a couple centuries as a distinct political movement and has a stronghold in the history of free love. And she provides some Wikipedia links, which I will also provide. And she says, I know a little bit about the history of the American free love movement, which was primarily united by rejection of marriage. Imagine that. My personal ethic is very much aligned in that I reject the state and church mingling in my affairs, and I reject the use of hierarchy in interpersonal relations. Color me an anarcho-anthrosexual. That's just fun to say. And it's interesting, she's actually organizing a group on MySpace, which she says will soon produce a two-act play about the life of Emma Goldman by Howard Zinn. Now, doesn't that sound interesting? I've actually read Emma Goldman's autobiography, which I very much enjoyed, and Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States, which I also very much enjoyed. So that sounds quite interesting, and she says, keep up the good work. So this is sort of an interesting issue. I wonder, I mean, most people talk about being poly simply because it's who they are, it's my nature, blah, blah, blah. But is there anybody out there who is poly specifically to stick it to the man, specifically for political reasons, specifically as an objection to marriage or society, politics, religion, or what have you? Or does that just kind of mix into the picture somewhere because it's not compatible, nor, or I should say, not as easily compatible with some of those more rigid structures? Why not email cuttingminx@gmail.com or call that listener comment line at 206-202-POLY and let me know what you think. Songwin wrote in about having an on-again, off-again relationship, saying, my wife and I were on-again, off-again for a few years when we were younger. Part of our problem was long distance. She was back home while I was at college, and frankly, I wasn't ready to deal with it. Looking back on some things that I did during that time, we've decided that my poly tendencies were coming out even then, which contributed. I would develop feelings for a new person and think that meant I couldn't be with my future wife anymore, only to find that I was just as in love with her as always when we had a chance to be together again. Now, this is something that comes up for me in conversation all the time. I just think about it so often. And it came up with when we were chatting with Amy the other week that, you know, when you discover you have these tendencies, you're in a relationship and you discover that you love someone else and that you care about somebody else. And the only options, if you're not familiar with poly, for many of us, the only options are, A, I lie about it like a normal person and cheat and have an affair behind my wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband's back, or B, I break it off and go with a new person. It's either, and isn't that terrible? Isn't that funny? And isn't it kind of tragic that for so many people, those are the options. These are the options that our society gives us, is in order to love one person, you must break up with another, or it's really best just to hide it from everyone. And I know those of us who have been poly for a while know this, and we have made other decisions and made other choices in life. We gave it ourselves not just an A or a B, but a C, a D, an E, an F, and all kinds of wonderful... All right, it's really late and I'm really tired. But it's amazing how many stories we hear and share here on the show about people who thought, well, I love someone else, therefore I must either leave or I have to lie about it. I'm just really glad that we're all here to say, you know what, there is another choice. In fact, there are a lot of other choices. Oh, and did I warn you that this was going to be a really short Poly Weekly? It's a really short Poly Weekly. But we're going to have a special bonus feature for you this week. At the Austin Rope Symposium last weekend, Great Answer and I think it was Lookout, was it Lookout? Oh, don't quote me on that. Sat down and did a Poly Guys podcast, just two guys chatting about what it's like to be poly. So that's going to be up in the feed very soon as a special bonus edition this week, as my own apology for having a very short, skimpy, scantily clad Poly Weekly this week. Very quickly in Poly in the Media, Assisi forwarded this to me, saying way back in April there was a Poly article on gay.com about a relationship among three guys. He says, well, I'm a little behind, but here's the link. I did check out the link, and while the title of the article is there and a picture of three gay guys together, I couldn't find the actual article itself. And he commented, I'm noticing more coverage of polyamory in the LGBT press, and it appears that we're being taken seriously more frequently. What do you guys think about the content of this particular article and coverage by the queer press in general? And that I will throw out to you guys, the listeners. Obviously, I can't comment on the article because I wasn't able to access it, so I have no idea what it says. But we do talk a lot about the tendencies in the LGBT and queer communities for and against polyamory. And what I seem to be seeing, and see what you guys think, and also those of you who are out there who are in these communities, if you'd care to write in or call in and sound off on these issues, I'd be really curious how you think the communities are getting along. But I seem to see a split. On the one hand, I do see more articles about mingling, saying that polyamorous is a lifestyle that is compatible with a gay and lesbian type lifestyle, and you do see more of that these days. I'm seeing those articles, but I'm also seeing a lot of articles about the LGBT communities wanting to dissociate themselves from polyamory and saying that's not our fight, we're not really interested, we may live something kind of like that lifestyle, but we really don't want to get caught up in that whole slippery slope thing. So what do you guys think? And our second quick Poly in the Media. How many people sent this to me? Warren Buffett being poly. I quote the article. Mr. Buffett's Latvian-born bride, Astrid Minks, is 60 to her husband, 76. The pair have been living together since the late 1970s. Nothing unusual about that, except that Mr. Buffett had an apparently close and loving marriage to another woman, Susan, until her death in 2004. The trio even sent out Christmas cards signed Warren, Susie, and Astrid. The two women proceeded to share the billionaire. As his wealth grew, Susan Buffett took on the task of managing her husband's charitable foundation. Mr. Buffett spent a good deal of time with his wife. They often appeared at functions together. Ms. Minks would pack him off to see her, apparently without a trace of jealousy, and would sometimes appear beside her smiling, talking, and even holding hands. The arrangement appeared to work well. Mr. Buffett's daughter, Susan Jr., told the New York Times, "Unconventional is not a bad thing. More people should have unconventional marriages. It is a sign of the esteem with which Mr. Buffett is held in America that his relationships have generally been politely ignored by the media." Well, I guess politely ignored is better than slammed, but I'm really happy to see some happy, well, you know, these are older people living together, threesome, really happy about it. Hey, no big whoop. Well, that wraps it up for our quickie Polyamory Weekly this week. More to come next week, especially as I'm way behind in the Minksy email, but don't let that stop you. gunningminks@gmail.com or listener comment line 206-202-POLY. And if you're at Folsom Street, drop me a line and let me know. Actually, if you want to run across Great Answer or myself, we will most of the time be in the Twisted Monk booth at Folsom Street. So if we're not there, they'll probably know where we are, or you know, hopefully we'll be, you know, tied up or tying up and having a great time. Also, don't forget to wave at Podcast Expo. Yeah, I know, I said I'd do a get-together. If anybody is in the L.A. area or in Ontario, California, which is where the conference is held, and has any idea of a good place near the hotel in the Expo to get together for a dinner, please email me and let me know. I can plan a date and time, but a place? I have no idea. So that's my plea to you. Well, thanks so much for joining me this week. This is Minks signing off, saying thanks so much for listening. And remember, guys, it's not all about the sex.